Scissor Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium, the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. And Kickapoo won the coin toss. They've elected to receive the football. So Kickapoo will start off with the football here. The Scissors will kick off and play defense as we are putting the wraps to your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. Connor Lair, Jason Lopez, Cole Easley, and Gabe Dietrich, four seniors. They were the captains for the coin toss for the Scissors tonight out there along with head coach Matt Perkins. And Kickapoo head coach Nate Thomas, he's brought the Kickapoo Chiefs in here. Looking across the way, Kickapoo has at least half of the visitor stands over there full of Kickapoo Chief fans. So they've made the trip down, hoping to see their Kickapoo Chiefs pull an upset tonight here at Scissor Stadium. He's still got some seats available here, folks, at Scissor Stadium. Folks are still filing in. If you're in the area, come on by, because I guarantee you're going to see a good football game here tonight between the Scissors and the Kickapoo Chiefs. So, like we said, folks are still coming in, and you can get over here as well and watch a good football game here tonight. All right, Kickapoo, like we said, will receive, and the Scissors will kick off. Brayden Wall, he will do the kicking honors for the West Plains Scissors. So, Kickapoo takes the field, so does the Scissors, and looks like Kickapoo has Sean Campbell back. He's a sophomore, and he's one of the back men, and can't see the guy on the other side, can't make out his number. He's not facing me or doesn't have his back to me, so I can't tell. So anyway, Brayden Wall's going to kick it off, and let's see what Brayden does here on the kickoff for the Scissors. Hope you're ready for some Scissor football tonight. Got your snacks there at home, got your beverages, got your Scissor red on. Get in your comfy chair and cheer on those Scissors from home. There we go. 4-0 Scissors, 2-2 Kickapoo Chiefs. And Wall kicks it off. It's going to come down, taking it about the 11-yard line by Kickapoo out across the 20, and that's where the Scissors are going to meet him. And he'll get out, looks like about the 24-yard line. And Kickapoo will take over first and 10 at their own 24-yard line. Carter McCracken on the tackle for the Scissors. Campbell on the carry on the run back for Kickapoo. And here comes the Kickapoo Chiefs. And the quarterback is going to be Mavens. Killam Mavens. He's a 6-foot sophomore, 165 pounds. He'll be in the shotgun, one back in the backfield with him, and four receivers. He'll roll to the left, and Zizzer's going to get him, and we got a fumble on the play. Ball is still loose, and it's still loose, and the Zizzer's are going to have it. Zizzer's have the football at the 1 or 2 yard line, folks. And trying to see who got the Mavens from behind there. I think it was Jesse Hudson that came around there. That left defensive side ran him down, caused the fumble, and Scissors will have it first and 10 at the Kickapoo 2 yard line. So here we go. Here comes Dagan Kinslow. Dagan stopped for a minute, turned around, coaching staff. And they may have changed the play on him as he got about halfway out there. So now he's in there, and Connor Lair will be in the backfield. And it'll be Lair. Lair is met at the line, goes a second, and he's in there, folks. Second effort gets the touchdown for Connor Lair. Scissors have jumped out 6-0. 11:33 going to first quarter. And Connor Lair on the 2 yard run. And Brayden Wall is going to come in and try the extra point. Aiden Cook will be the holder. It's down. Kick is up. And it is no good, they said. 6-0. Zizzers lead it. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers, they sacked the quarterback, got him to fumble the football. Zizzers recovered on the 2-yard line of Kickapoo. Connor Laird takes it in on the first offensive play of the game. Braden Wall's extra point kick was no good. Zizzers lead it 6-0. We're just underway, 11:33 to go in the first quarter, and Braden Wall's going to kick it off again. So Campbell is back here for Kickapoo once again. Stand about the 10-yard line. And this one's right down the middle again. Going to be taken about the 12-yard line. This will be Campbell out across the 20. Campbell around the left side, still on his feet, and finally gets nailed over there at the 30-yard line. And let's see who. Jason Lopez laid the smackdown on Campbell over there. Campbell made the cut around the end there on the left side, turned up. Next thing he knew, he had Jason Lopez in his face, and Lopez put him on the ground in a heartbeat, folks. I mean, laid him out. So, first and 10 for the Chiefs at their own 30-yard line. And Mabins will try this again for Kickapoo. And he'll be in the shotgun. And this time they're going to hand off and out across the 35, about the 36-yard line on the carry that time. And I believe it might have been Nelson on the carry. Tristan Clark on the tackle. So it'll come up 2nd and 4 for Kickapoo. Mabins once again in the shotgun. He'll hand it off again, but this time Zizzer's in the backfield to bring him down. Connor Lair was back there. Jason Lopez was back there. And one other Zizzer, but I couldn't see his number. So that's a loss of the game of the play back to the 35 of Kickapoo. It's going to bring up 3rd and 5 for the Chiefs. So 3rd and 5 for the Chiefs at their own 35-yard line. Kickapoo making some substitutions. Now they're ready to go. Zizzer defense will make adjustments now. 3 receivers for the Chiefs. And Mabins is in the shotgun. Now he'll hand it off once again. And not much. Looks like gain of about 1 yard for Kickapoo, if that much. I think they're going to give him 1 yard. And Kickapoo's going to, they're going to punt the football, folks. Garrett Drown back in the lineup tonight. He gets the tackle. And Zizzers have to hurry and get off the field so they don't have too many out there. And The punt is fumbled, and the Zizzers are in the backfield. And the Zizzers are going to have good field position once again. And that time, I believe it was Watson Hafer. And it was Watson Hafer got back there. The punter fumbled the snap, dropped it on the ground. By the time he picked it up, Watson Hafer was there and dropped him for the loss. The Zizzers will have it 1st and 10 at the Kickapoo 24-yard line. Here comes the Zizzer defense, or Zizzer offense once again. Kinslow will bring him out in the shotgun. Connor Lair will be in the backfield with him. 1st and 10 at the Kickapoo 24-yard line. Kinslow, he'll throw out to the left. and throw his little off Hafer out there, just off his fingertips. Going to bring up a 2nd and 10 for the Zizzers, who lead it 6-0 here with 9:25 to go in the first quarter. Kinslow once again shotgun, and Connor Lair is in the backfield with him. This time they'll give it to Lair. He'll cut up inside on the right side, then to the outside. Connor Lair, did he make it? Nope, they're going to say he's out of bounds. But that'll be a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains first down, and also Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer red zone for the Zizzers. It's going to be first and goal at the, looks like the 7-yard line. No, it's going to be the 6-yard line. First and goal for the Zizzers at the Kickapoo 6-yard line. Kinslow in the shotgun by himself with 3 receivers. Now one in motion, and that'll be Heston Miller. And Kinslow will take it himself this time. Left side, he's in. Touchdown, folks. Zizzers have scored again. That's Kinslow on the quarterback keeper. That left side, he cuts it up in that left side, behind that left side of the offensive line. And Kinslow on the 6-yard run. Zizzers are up now 12-0. And here comes Braden Wall to try an extra point. It's down. Kick is up, and it's blocked. And Kickapoo's going to pick it up. So once again, no good. And suddenly, all of a sudden, the Zizzers all of a sudden on extra point attempts are not doing too good. We'll take a break. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
For the past 50 years, Moreland Geoffroy has been serving your automotive needs. They have a great selection of SUVs, trucks, cars, minivans that are ready to go on a test drive. And don't forget about their service department. Check out MorelandGeoffroy.com for a host of service coupons and view their inventory. And with their low price guarantee, Moreland Geoffroy is a great place to buy tires, too. Stop in today. Moreland Geoffroy, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzer score again. They lead it 12-0 over the Kickapoo Chiefs as Braden Wall is going to kick it off again from his own 40-yard line. Zizzer defense making some big plays, so they're making some big plays out here, and the Zizzer offense is cleaning up on it so far. Here we go, Braden Wall to kick it off. Kickapoo standing back at their own 10-yard line. Wall's kicking it to the left side this time, and it's headed out of bounds. So let's see where they're going to mark this thing down at. It went out of bounds about the 19. So they'll move it out of here. Well, they've yet to put it down. They're wandering around out there. Finally, the officials decide to put it down at the 35-yard line. And that's where Mavens will bring the offensive unit out for the Kickapoo Chiefs. They'll try this again. 2 receivers. Mavens in the shotgun. They're back in the backfield with him. It's time. He's going to hand off again. And this time, oh, loose football again, and the Zizzers may be on top of it. And they are. Zizzers have it again. Another fumble. Tristan Clark got the football. Now, wait a minute. Got an injured player here. And now they're going to say that he was down. They're not going to give him the fumble. They're going to say that the runner was down out at the 38-yard line of Kickapoo. And the injured player, let's see, injured player for Kickapoo is number 30, and that would be Chance Nelson. One of their running backs, so he'll be helped off the field here. as both teams take a timeout, or official timeout here. But, well, I tell you what, the Zizzers are laying some licks out there, folks. They didn't get that fumble, but I tell you what, Kickapoo better be counting their blessings right there, because the Zizzers had it inside the 35-yard line. Now the football is out. They're going to mark it at the 39. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 7 for Kickapoo at their own 39. Mavens in the shotgun again with 4 receivers this time, 1 in motion. He's looking to throw, comes out to the end out here. The receiver dropped the football. It'll be incomplete, and that'll bring up 3rd down. 3rd and 7 for Kickapoo at their own 39-yard line. And Kickapoo going with a hurry-up offense here. They hurry up and get in formation, then they look to the sideline for the play. I've never understood that, really. If you're going to look to the side anyway, why hurry up to the line of scrimmage? Mavens has the play now. 3rd and 7. Mavens looking to throw. Zizzer's getting some pressure on him once again, and he's going down, folks. Mavens is sacked again. This time, that's Garrett Mahan on the sack for the Zizzers. Kickapoo's all the way back at their own 31. They're going to have to punt this football away. And they can put a leg on it to punt the football. They can also kick field goals, folks. I watched them practice some 50-yard field goals out here in the warm-up. He was about 50% on his 50-yard field goals. And now he got a whistle. And may have a clock violation here. Clock may have run out. So it's on the Zizzers. So that'll bring them up to the 36. That'll bring up 4th and 9 for Kickapoo. They're still in punt formation. The Zizzers have 2 players back. High snap. Punt gets it away. It's a pretty good one. And it is going to bounce at about the 34. And now it's going to take a Zizzer roll on out to the 36. So Zizzers will have the football 1st and 10 at their own 36. And Zizzers lead it 12-0. So, yep, the Zizzers will take over now. So Zizzers will take over 1st and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Here comes Dagan Kinslow, bringing the offensive unit out on the field. Kinslow, he'll be in that shotgun. That's where he likes to be. And he's got 4 receivers. He's going to swing it to the left. Cut up inside by the Zizzers. Close to a 1st down across the 40 out to about the 42. And I believe Carter McCracken on the carry. Going to bring up a 2nd and 3 for the Zizzers. 7.5 minutes to go first quarter. Zizzers up 12-0. Kinslow by himself in the shotgun. Once again, 4 receivers. Miller goes in motion. He'll come back. They'll give it to him coming around the left side. Tries to cut up inside. Keeps his feet moving. Going to get across the 45. They're going to mark him down about the 46. No, maybe the 47. Let's see. Yep, they're going to mark him at the 47. And that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains 1st down for the Zizzers. 1st and 10 at their own 47-yard line. Kinslow in the shotgun by himself once again with 4 receivers. Kinslow looking. Now he's going to tuck it and got a flag on the play. That was thrown by the official, and it's going to be a hold on the Zizzers. We told you that Kickapoo offensive and defensive line is big, folks. Zizzers will have their hands full on both sides of the football tonight. Mark it all the way back to the 34-yard line. To get a first down, they've got to get to the Kickapoo 44-yard line. Going to bring up first down and 22 for the Zizzers. Miller goes in motion. Now he'll come back. Kinslow will keep it. This time he cuts up, and he's going to be hit, driven backwards, but they're going to give him forward progress to the 36-yard line. Or actually, that's the line of scrimmage. Going to bring up second and 22. So the Zizzers might be better off trying to get around those ends with their speed on these big old defensive linemen. Kinslow in the backfield has McCracken with him. And he'll throw it across the middle. He's got a receiver, and that's a first down right there. Connor Lair takes it all the way down to the Kickapoo 41-yard line, and that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. As Connor Lair just ran a slant route across the middle, and Kinslow hit him in stride, and he gets it all the way down to the Kickapoo 41. Now this time, Kinslow going to try it again. He's going to get inside the 40, still going. He's down around the 35. Let's see where they mark him here. I think they're going to mark him about the 36. Going to bring up a second down, and it looks like five. Second and five with the ball on the Kickapoo 36-yard line. Zizzers second and five. They lead it 12-0, 5:22 to go in the first quarter. Kinslow now has a back in the backfield with him. He'll sprint out to the left. Kinslow looking. He's going to have to do something with the football. He'll roll back around now. He's looking. Now he throws it across the middle, and it's going to be incomplete. The receiver was knocked down there in the secondary of Kickapoo. And don't know. That could have been a pass interference because the ball wasn't even there yet. He threw the ball, but it wasn't even there yet, and they knocked the receiver down. Going to bring up a third and five now for the Zizzers at the Kickapoo 36. Kinslow's got Connor Lair, I believe, in the backfield with him. And coming around the left side, that'll be Connor Lair. He's inside the 30. And he's got another first down. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for Connor Lair. All the way down, I believe, to the 25-yard line, 26-yard line. Well, now, wait a minute. The ball's okay, now they're going to move the chains to the 26. Started to say you can't have the chains on the 25 and the ball marker at the 26. First and 10 for the Zizzers at the Kickapoo 26-yard line. Kinslow once again. He'll hand it off, coming to the left side once again. Cutting around the end is Heston Miller. He's drove out of bounds. He's inside the 25. And they're going to mark him, looks like, about the 23, 24-yard line. 23, 24-yard line. Going to bring up a second and six for the Zizzers. And we're going across the middle. Watson Hafer on the reception. Inside the 15, and we got a flag. Let's see what this one is. Watson Hafer in the middle of that secondary there. See if the play stands here. Officials are talking about it. If it stands, it'll be another first down for the Zizzers. And they've already started walking backwards. I don't know why. Officials haven't decided anything yet. They're still discussing out here. Now here comes the call on the penalty. And it's on the Zizzers. Pass interference on the Zizzers. So offensive pass interference, and this is going to back them up. See where they mark that football at. They're going to, what are we doing here? Backing them all the way out to the Kickapoo 42-yard line. 42-yard line. And now it's going to be 2nd and 21 for the Zizzers at their own, at the Kickapoo 42-yard line. 2nd and 21. Kinslow rolling out the pass. Now he'll throw it back to the left side. Watson Hafer. Hafer cuts up inside. Got a flag now. And this has got to be on Kickapoo. There was two Kickapoo defenders and Watson Hafer, the receiver. And surely this has got to be like a face mask or something. Here comes the call. And no, it is pushing the back on the Zizzers. Back them up some more. And all of a sudden, this is beginning to look like last week at Camdenton, folks. The Zizzers have picked up three quick penalties here. Now the ball is back at the Zizzer 46. And it's now, it's second and about a county and a half here for a first down. Kinslow in the shotgun. Looking to throw. Getting a little bit of pressure now from behind. He'll run it. And he's off and running, folks. And he's got a good chunk of it back. The ball is loose. And I believe it went out of bounds. And let's see where they're going to mark it. We got another penalty on the play. So it rolled out of bounds at the 20-yard line. So Zizzers will have it now. It'll be third down. Looks like third and three. Third and three at the Kickapoo 20-yard line. Zizzers were lucky that time that the ball was knocked loose, rolling down the sideline and rolled out of bounds. So Kinslow brings the offense out. They better hurry up. Play clock is down to 8. And they're kind of moseying up there to get set. Kinslow by himself in the shotgun. 2 seconds. Snap it. He's got it. He'll run it inside the 20. And he's got the first down, folks. He's inside the 15. Dagan Kinslow with the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains first down. Another community first banking company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Red zone. And now they're going to mark it down. It's going to be first and 10. And the ball is setting on the 13 or 14-yard line. I think it's the 13-yard line. Coming around the left side and got a head of steam, and it's a touchdown, folks. 14-yard touchdown that time around the Eston Miller on the run. And the Zizzers have gone up 18-0 here. 14-yard run for the touchdown, Eston Miller. With 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. And it's 18-0. Here comes Braden Wall to attempt it. Cook's got it down. Wall's kick is up. And he got this one. It's 19-0. Zizzers with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
for excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. And the Zizzers have a 19-0 lead over Springfield Kickapoo with 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. Braden Wall is going to kick it off again. So Braden Wall to kick it off for the Zizzers. And this one's down the middle. This one's a little bit better. This one's going to be taken at the 2-yard line by Kickapoo. They'll run it out across the 15 and around that left side. And finally the Zizzers run them down around midfield. But Kickapoo got loose on the return, and I think they're going to mark him down either at the 50 or the 49. Pickett on the carry for Kickapoo. Garrett Drown knocked him out of bounds, so Kickapoo will take over, and also they're going to mark him back at the Kickapoo 47, so it'll be first and 10 at their own 47-yard line. Mabins looking to throw, going to the left side, and it's incomplete. Incomplete over there. Jesse Hudson was one of the defenders. Lowry, the big 6'4 receiver. And Jesse Hudson knocked it out of his hands. Incomplete, going to bring up second and 10. Ball is on the Kickapoo 47-yard line. Mabins once again in the shotgun with a back in the backfield and four receivers. 3:15 to go first quarter. Zizzers up 19-0. Mabins looking. He's going Lowry again. And this time he got it. That time Lowry caught it. They're going to mark him down at the Zizzer 20. And that's going to be a first down for... I'm sorry, that was McCarville over there that caught the pass. Dayton Kinslow on the tackle for the Zizzers. First and 10 for Kickapoo at the Zizzer 20-yard line. Kickapoo has a couple of big, tall receivers. They didn't get it the first time, but they got it that time. So now it's going to be first and 10. Mabins is in the shotgun. He's going to throw again. Zizzer's getting some pressure on him. And he's going to run for his life, and they're going to get him. It's going to be a loss on the play. Looks like about a yard. Maybe two. Let's see where they mark it. They're going to mark it at the 22. So that's going to bring up a second and 12. Second and 12 for Kickapoo at the Zizzer 22-yard line. Hayden Holt on the tackle for the Zizzers. Now there's only two receivers back in the backfield, and Mabins is in the shotgun. And Mabins, lucky, and he's going to the left, a wide open receiver. Somebody missed an assignment over there, and Kickapoo's got a first down inside the 10. Somebody got confused in the secondary for the Zizzers and left a receiver wide open. Kickapoo has a first and goal at the Zizzer 6-yard line. 2:47 and counting to go in the first quarter. Zizzers up 19-0. So here we go. First and goal for Kickapoo at the Zizzer 6-yard line. Two men in motion. Mabins has it. He's going to hand off in the middle. Zizzers are there. We got a flag, two flags now thrown. So we got two penalties on the play here. Two flags, I should say. We'll see if it's the same penalty. And here we go. Face mask on the Zizzers. And that's the penalty. That'll be half the distance. And that'll be another first down. So first and goal for Kickapoo at the Zizzer 3-yard line now. First and goal. Well, maybe it's the 2-yard line. Maven's in the shotgun. He'll hand off again. Zizzers are there and stuff the runner. He should lose a couple. They're just letting him go here before they blow the whistle. I don't know why. They're letting Kickapoo push the pile. And Kickapoo's going to lose some yardage on the play. Ball is back to the 3-yard line. Fletcher on the carry. Second and goal from the 3. Scissor 3-yard line. Kickapoo has it. Second and goal. Here they come. Minute and a half to go. First quarter. Maven's in the shotgun. He's got two receivers to the right. Hand off again, and this time he's stuffed at the 5-yard line. Jason Lopez around that left end. Caught the back before he got to the line of scrimmage. And now it'll be third and goal. Third and goal from the 5-yard line. Good play by Jason Lopez. 1 minute to go. 19-0. Scissors lead it. Now Kickapoo comes with four receivers. Back in the backfield, and Maven's in the shotgun. Third and goal from the Zizzer 5. And Maven's is going to throw. It's knocked away. Incomplete. Bring up a fourth down and goal from the 5. Campbell was the intended receiver. Garrett Drown knocked the ball away. And now Kickapoo is going to come in and attempt a field goal here. This will be a 22-yard field goal. And I believe, wait a minute, officials, Zizzers want a timeout. But for Kickapoo, kicking it will be Quadrini for Kickapoo. So we'll take a break as well. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Kickapoo, Quadrini for Kickapoo is going to attempt a 21-yard field goal. He can hit this, folks. It's just a matter of accuracy. Its down kick is up, and it is good. And Kickapoo is on the board, 19-3. Zizzers with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Save money shopping at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply. Right now, buy 6 ADM Summer Mineral, get one free. And buy 9 Right Now Mineral, get one free. Help protect your cattle. And bottom line, with Hirsch's wide selection of fly control products like feed-through, tags, pour-ons, sprays, rubs, and more. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, proud to be your locally owned feed and farm store.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back. And Kickapoo just got on the board with a 21-yard field goal. They said it was Underwood. I've got him in the program as Quadrini, so we'll have to check on that. 19-3, Zizzers with the lead. Let's check some scores right quick. Let's see. It is Webb City over Carl Junction, 7-0 first quarter. Ava leads Salem, Missouri, 7-0 second quarter. Glendale leads Lebanon, 6-0 first quarter. Thayer leads Houston, 7-0 second quarter. So that's just some of the scores that we have for you so far. And now, Kickapoo will kick off here from their own 40-yard line. And it's going to hit the ground and going to be taken at the 5-yard line by the Zizzers. And across the 15, and that's as far as they're going to get. Taken down at about the 16, looks like. Garrett Ground on the return. And the Zizzers will take over first and 10, well, at the 17-yard line. So, first and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 17-yard line. 33 seconds to go in the first quarter. Zizzers up 19-3. So it'll be Kinslow in the shotgun, and I believe Connor Lair is in the backfield with him. I believe, I'm not quite sure. Yep, now Lair goes into motion. Kinslow will take it right at the middle across the 25, out to about the 23-24-yard line, and that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Get a market at the 29-yard line, 13 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 8 seconds now. Kinslow's going to, well, he may not take this one. He may just let the clock run down, and looks like he's going to. That's the end of one. Zizzers lead at 19-3. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
When you are in need of medical equipment, do yourself a favor and ask for Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They have a huge showroom full of products and customer service professionals that can help meet your needs. They will make sure they have all the documentation needed before billing your insurance, which is just another reason why they are the trusted medical equipment provider. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Ask for them. You'll be glad you did.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium as we start the second quarter of play. It is 19-3. Zizzers with the lead. Zizzers have the football. A few more scores for you. Let's see. Camdenton and Bolivar tied 14-14 first quarter. Waynesville Hillcrest, Rolla Parkview, no score. Let's see. Willow Springs and Liberty, no score. Cabool Mountain Grove, no score. And that's what we have scores for you for right now. Now the Zizzers will have it first and 10 at their own 29-yard line. Kinslow back looking to throw, looking on the left side, and had the receiver, but the receiver couldn't come away with it. Watson Hafer over there juggled it two or three times, just couldn't put it away. It'll be incomplete, and that'll bring up a second and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 29-yard line. Kinslow will be in the backfield in the shotgun by himself. And now in motion is Lair. He goes to the backfield. They'll give it to Lair. Lair's going to cut it inside, down to the outside, to the right. Lair, still on his feet inside or across the 40. We're going to knock him out at the 41. That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Once again, at the 41, the Zizzers at their own 41 now, first and 10. Just underway in the second quarter of play. Kinslow once again in the shotgun. Four receivers, two on each side. Miller goes in motion. Now Miller going to come back this way. Miller will take it. He'll cut up inside. And Miller is out about the 48, looks like. That's going to bring up a second and about three and a half. Ball is on the Zizzers 48-yard line. They got to get to the 48 and a half of Kickapoo for a first down. So it's going to be second and about, we're going to say three and a half here. Miller in motion once again. This time, Kinslow keeps it. He gives it up underneath. And it's going to be another first down for the Zizzers. And wait a minute. We've got whistles. I believe we've got penalty on the play. McCracken caught the football out of bounds at the 40 of the Kickapoo. Let's see what the call is. And it's illegal procedure on the Zizzers. I don't think Coach Perkins was happy with that call. He's having a discussion with the side official down there. But now the Zizzers will get backed up to their own 43. That's going to bring up a second and nine now for the Zizzers. Second and nine at their own 43. Kinslow in the shotgun. Three receivers. And now we've got whistles again. And I believe Kickapoo called a timeout, and they did. 10:33 to go, first quarter, or second quarter, 19-3. Zizzers with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They've got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers will have the football. It's going to be second and nine at their own 43-yard line. Zizzers lead at 19-3 over Kickapoo. Kinslow and the shotgun. He's looking to throw this time. Now he'll throw it across the middle, and he's got Watson Hayford. Hayford down the sideline, inside the 35, and now there's a flag. And let's see what this one is. Somehow, how do I feel like maybe we're back in? Yep, it's against the Zizzers. We must be back at Camdenton. I could have swore we were at Zizzer Stadium, but I think we're back at Camdenton. So take the pass play away. And it's another one of those block-in-the-back things. And so it's going to be second and eight. Ball is at the Zizzers own 44, so they actually gained a yard on the play, even though they got the penalty. Marked it off from the spot of the foul. Kinslow in the shotgun again. He's going to keep it this time. Cuts up inside. He's across the 45, out to about 47. And that'll bring up a third down. It looks like about a third and four. Third and four for the Zizzers at their own 47-yard line. 9:54 and counting to go second quarter. Zizzers up 19-3. Kinslow in the shotgun. They're going to throw out here to the right. Heston Miller. Miller's going to be stopped before he gets to the 50-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down, and they're going to mark him out at the Zizzer 48. He was at least to the 49. I don't understand that one. But now it's going to bring up a fourth and three for the Zizzers. fourth and three for the Zithers at their own 48-yard line. And now West Plains wants a timeout. 9:10 to go, second quarter. It's 19-3. Zithers with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zither Football, 100.9 The Train.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway, and delivery. It's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. We have all kinds of new decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made-in-Missouri pellet grills. Check out our pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store at 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains or call 417-255-1972.
Now, more Zither Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zither Stadium. The Zithers are looking at a fourth and a long three. Ball is at their own 48-yard line, fourth down. And the Zithers are going to go for it. That's what they're showing here. And here comes Kickapoo. Connor Lair in the backfield with Kinslow in the shotgun. They'll give it to Lair. Lair cuts up inside. He's got the first down, folks, and out of bounds. And that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zithers. They're going to mark him out at the Camdenton 45-yard line. First and 10. Good pickup that time by Connor Lair. Picked up actually about 6 yards on the play, or seven, I believe. This time they'll Kinslow will roll. Now he's going to roll to the left. He's going to tuck it to run. Connor Lair just leveled the player over there on that side. Kinslow is still up, folks, still running, and he's inside the five. Kinslow all the way down inside the five. They're going to mark it down about the 4 yard line. That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down and Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer Red Zone for the Zithers. And Connor Lair led the way on that left side, and I mean, he took out the linebacker over there, folks. You should have seen it. He just flat put a lick on him, put him flat on his back, and then Kinslow did the rest for the next 10 to 15, 17 yards. Here we go. First and goal from the Kickapoo 4. Kinslow will throw, and it's incomplete. Tried to get Heston Miller in the end zone, but it was knocked away. It'll bring up a second and goal. Second and goal. Well, they're saying the 5 yard line now. See, they had it marked at the 4. Now it's actually the 4.5. So, like I said, folks, I don't think these guys know where to mark a football or how to. Here we go. Kinslow's going to keep it, and he's in, folks. Touchdown taking Kinslow with 8:17 to go, second quarter. And the Zithers increase their lead. Kinslow will call it a 5 yard run. Braden Wall will come in to attempt the extra point. Zithers lead it 25-3. Wall's kick is up, and it is good. Zithers lead it 26-3. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zither Football, 100.9 The Train.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Zither Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zither Stadium. Zithers have just gone up 26-3 over the Kickapoo Chiefs with 8:17 to go in the second quarter. The Scissors will kick off. See if Braden Wall can get his foot into this one, or if they may tell him to kick it high and short. Let's see what happens here. Wall's got it teed up. He's ready to go. Kickapoo's standing at the 10 and the 15-yard line. They don't think he's going to kick it very deep. And there it goes. And it's going to come down around the 11. And now here come the Zizzers in pursuit, and they've got him. They got him, folks. Pickett on the return. Guess who, folks? Jason Lopez caught him from behind. And they're going to give him out to the 13, forward progress. Kickapoo will take over. First and 10 at their own 13-yard line. Here comes the Zizzer defense. Let's see if the Zizzer defense can do some more magic here in the ball game. Maven's in the shotgun. And now we got a flag. And we had people moving, I think, before the ball was actually snapped. Everybody took two steps before the center snapped the football, so that's going to back up Kickapoo 5 yards. And it's back now. Let's see. I believe they're going to mark it at the 9-yard line. First down and 15 for Kickapoo at their own 9-yard line. Maven's in the shotgun, back in the backfield, and four receivers, three on the left, one on the right. And Maven's looking to throw. He does to the right side. He's got a receiver. Zizzers are over there, but it's going to be close to a first down before they took him out of bounds. Actually, now they mark it. He's going to be short. So it's going to bring up a second down. The ball is going to be at the 19-yard line. So now it's second and 5 for Kickapoo at their own 19-yard line. Kickapoo is having some success throwing the football here. Maven's once again, he's going to hand off this time, and the Zizzers are waiting for him at the line of scrimmage. And looks like he might get the 25 here. Yep, they're going to mark him. Going to mark him at the 25. Going to bring up a 3rd and 4. 3rd and 4 for Kickapoo at their own 20-yard line. Three receivers. Maven's in the shotgun. Back in the backfield. Maven's looking to throw. He's going to the right, and it's intercepted. And the Zizzers have scored the touchdown on the interception, folks. Taken in from the 19-yard line. Connor Lair. Connor Lair, 19-yard interception for the touchdown. And the Zizzers have gone up 32-3 here with 7:11 to go in the first half. Braden Wall is in to kick the extra point. See if he can get this one. Cook puts it down. Wall's kick is up. And it is good. Zizzers lead it 33-3. And we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9, The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 33-3. Zizzers with the lead. 7:11 to go, second quarter. And Connor Lair that time. Mavens, Connor jumped the route out there and looked like Mavens threw it right to him. I mean, hit him right in the numbers, and then Lair takes it in 19 yards for the touchdown. Zither's getting ready to kick off again. Lebanon leads Glendale 14-8 at the half here. That's an updated score for you. Walls kick is a low line drive kick. It's going to be taken at the 10-yard line. And now, going to tackle him at about the 29, looks like. And a lot of the Zizzer fans were wanting a penalty. Looked like a late hit down there, but the officials didn't call it. Coach out there taking up for his players. Kickapoo will have it first and 10 at their own 29-yard line. .705 to go in the first half. Zizzer's up 33-3. Mavens in the shotgun. He's got... Well, now players are running on the field. He's got two receivers now, and a back in the backfield. And they're going to have to take a timeout because the play clock was down to one. Kickapoo takes the timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Scores around the area right now. Lebanon over Glendale, 14-8 at the half. Ava leads Salem, Missouri, 7-0 second quarter. Thayer leads Houston, 14-0 second quarter. And also Camdenton leading Bolivar, 28-14 second quarter. Waynesville leads Hillcrest, 38-0 second quarter. No score between Rolla and Parkview. And that's the scores we have for you at the present time. Kickapoo, first and 10 at their own 29-yard line. Maven's in the shotgun. He'll hand it off this time and right up the middle. All the way out to about the, they're going to call him just shy of the 35. Pickett on the carry. Garrett Drown on the tackle. And Kickapoo will now have it second down. Second and five for the Chiefs. A lot of movement running around by the Chiefs, trying to get in position. Now Maven's in the shotgun. Pickett's in the backfield. They're going to give it to Pickens again, and right up the middle, he's going to be just shy of the first down by about a half a yard. Marking down at the 39. Miles Foster on the tackle for the Zizzers. It's going to be third down now and about just less than a yard. Just less than a yard for Kickapoo, third down. Maven's in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off again and right up the middle. And this time, he's loose, folks, across the 50-yard line all the way down to the Zizzer 46. That's going to be a first down for Kickapoo. And now they're helping players up down there. Had a big pile up down there. Kickapoo will have it at the Zizzer 46. Tristan Clark on the tackle for the Zizzer, for the Zizzers. So Kickapoo has it first and 10 at the Zizzer 46-yard line. They're having some success running the football right now, right up the middle. Mavens is going to throw it, and it's off his receiver's hands, incomplete. Double coverage over there. Lowry was the intended receiver. and two Zizzer defenders over there. Hudson and trying to see who the other one was. I believe that was Heston Miller over there helping out. Second and 10 for Kickapoo. The Zizzer 46. Maven's going to hand it off, and this time not getting anywhere. Actually going to lose a little bit, looks like. Going to lose a yard that time, back to the 47 of the Zizzers. Big it on the carry. Hayden Bryant on the tackle for the Zizzers. And it's going to bring up a third. Well, now they've moved it up. It's third and 10. They're going to park it back at the 46. I don't understand because he didn't make it to the 46. Maven's looking to throw it. He's going deep, and it is incomplete again over there. And the Kickapoo receiver is down on the far side. And that's Lowry over there. And he's the big star basketball player, and he's getting football offers as well. And he is down. He's not getting up. He got tangled up over there, I believe, with Heston Miller. Or, no, Jesse Hudson. Got tangled up with Hudson. And Lowry's down, so 4:33 to go in the first half, 33-3. Zizzers with the lead. And Lowry is down. They're checking him out right now. Let's go ahead and see if we can get some updated scores for you right quick. Let's see. Joplin over Willard, 28-7 second quarter. Webb City leads Carl Junction, 14-3 second quarter. Lebanon leads Glendale, 14-8 at the half. Ava over Salem, 17-6 at the half. Thayer leads Houston, 20-7 in the second quarter. And now they got Lowry up, and he's gingerly walking to the sideline. Lebanon leads Glendale 14-8 at the half. Ava over Salem, Missouri 17-6 at the half. I think I gave you those already. Camdenton over Bolivar 28-14 second quarter. Waynesville leads Hillcrest 38-0 second quarter. No score from Rolla and Parkview. So, and Liberty leads Willow Springs 28-0 second quarter. No score yet from Kabul and Mountain Grove. And that's all we have for you at the present time. Coming up at the halftime report, the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime. We'll run down those scores for you once again. Right now, though, Kickapoo is looking at 4th and 10. And they trail 33-3. And the Zizzers will get the football to start the third quarter because Kickapoo took it. Mavens is back. He's rolling to the right. Zizzers in pursuit, and they've got him for the sack. And Zizzers going to take over around the 40-yard line of Kickapoo. Jason Lopez running down again for the sack. Aiden Bryant also in there. So Zizzers have it first and 10 at the Kickapoo 40 with 4:20 to go in the first half. And Zizzers looking to put some more points on the board. See if we can't get a mercy clock going here in the second half. Zizzers would absolutely love to do the turbo clock on Kickapoo. All right, Kinslow in the ball game in the shotgun. With four receivers. First and 10 at the Kickapoo 40-yard line. Man in motion. Kinslow going to throw it. Deep. He's going for Miller, and he's got him. Heston Miller on a 40-yard touchdown pass from Kinslow. Kinslow to Miller. And that one was right on the money, folks. Right on the money. Here comes Braden Wall. Zizzers up 39-3. Wall's going to try to make it 40. It's down. Kick is up. It is good. Zizzers lead it 40-3. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. The Zizzers have just gone up 40-3 over the Kickapoo Chiefs. Dagan Kinslow hit Heston Miller on a 40-yard pass in the end zone. Braden Wall kicked the extra point, and the Zizzers are up by 37 on the Kickapoo Chiefs. Zizzers will kick it off here from their own 40-yard line with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the first half. And this one's going to be high down the middle. It's going to bounce at the 19, taken at the 17. And then the Zizzers are there. Who else? Jason Lopez. And Hayden Bryant, I believe. Lopez and Bryant on the tackle. And they're going to give Kickapoo the football, first and 10. At their own 20-yard line. So now the Kickapoo offense still hasn't come on the field yet. Now here they come with 14 seconds on the play clock. They better hurry it up here or they're going to either have to take a timeout. Here we go, down to 4 seconds, three, and Maven's in the shotgun, and he's looking to throw, and he's going to be sacked again, folks. Guess who? Jason Lopez again sacked Mavens all the way back at the 13-yard line. So that's going to bring up. Actually, they're going to put him at the 14. So that's going to bring up a second and 16 for Kickapoo at their own 14-yard line. Maven's in the shotgun, 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Maven's looking to throw. Zizzers getting some pressure. It's short, but this time the receiver comes back for it, catches it before it goes out of bounds, and that'll be a first down for Kickapoo. Laurie back in the ball game after being shaken up. Kinslow knocked him out of bounds. Knock him out at the Kickapoo 39, first and 10 for Kickapoo. Maven's in the shotgun. He's looking to throw again. He'll go across the middle, and this one, there's nobody there. Matter of fact, it went out of bounds. Going to bring up a second and 10. So on that completion to Lowry, folks, Mavens was short on the pass. Lowry had to turn around and come back 3 yards to make the catch. I don't think Mavens can throw the ball very far. Doesn't look like he puts a lot on it. Here we go. Second and 10. Mavens looking to throw again. Zizzers are in pursuit to get some pressure and almost picked off again this time. I believe Kinslow. Dagan Kinslow knocked it away. Going to bring up a third and 10 for Kickapoo at their own 39-yard line. And Mavens has been running for his life tonight. Zizzers were in pursuit again. Kickapoo could have been called for a hold that time while Mavens was trying to get away, but the official didn't call it. So Maven's looking at third and 10. And he looks to throw again. He's going left side. He's got Lowry over there. And Lowry almost picked off that time. And that's Jesse Hudson that time. Hudson just stepped in front of Lowry. Maven's throw once again was short. And Hudson almost came away with a pick there. Going to bring up fourth and 10, and Kickfoo's going to have to punt the football again with 3 minutes to go. In the first half, Zizzers might be able to come up with some more points here. Connor Lair's back around the 10. And it's either Miller or Jesse Hudson at the 30. Here we go. It's a good high punt. And it's going to bounce. And Connor Lair takes it, breaks the tackle, across the 30. He's out across the 40, down the left side. And finally he's going to be taken out of bounds at the Kickapoo 45-yard line. And we may have a flag here, folks. Of course, if it's a big play for the Zizzers, they're going to have a flag. They're going to bring it back. It's coming back. See what the call is here. It's either a hold or a block in the back. I don't see how this can be on the Zizzers because there was nothing but white jerseys around Connor Lair, and he was breaking tackles. And it is. Well, the official motion is against Kickapoo, but it's against the Zizzers, so Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. That was an excellent return by Connor Lair on the punt. And like I said, folks, I'm kind of having flashbacks. It looks like we're playing at Camdenton again. Lair goes to the backfield. Kinslow on the shotgun. He's looking to throw across the middle, and it's incomplete. And it was just short. Otherwise, Kickapoo would have had a chance to pick that one off. Carter McCracken was the intended receiver. They bring up second and 10 for the Zizzers. Clock stops with 2:39 to go here. And this time there will be four receivers for the Zizzers. Ken blowing the shotgun. In motion, they'll fake it to Lair. This time Kinslow runs it up across the right side. Here comes a flag late in there. Kinslow got across the 20 after about the 27. And what are they going to call it? It's another hold on the Zizzers. And this is getting ridiculous, folks. Because, I mean, I've seen at least two holding plays on Kickapoo and they weren't called. And if Kickapoo has a penalty in the first half, I forgot to mark it down. So I know they haven't played a perfect first half. Zizzers are all the way back now to the 16-yard line. Second and 15. Kinslow rolls to the right, looking to throw. Now he's going to throw, and it's incomplete. Bring up a third and 15. Trying to get it to Lair. Incomplete. So third and 15 for the Zizzers at their own 16-yard line. Got to get it out to the 31 for a first down. 2:27 to go here in the first half. Kinslow in the shotgun. He's got four receivers again. Lair goes to the backfield. They'll give it to Lair across the right side. Tries to turn it up. And he'll get it across. Well, out to about the 25. Going to bring up a fourth down here. So it's going to bring fourth and 6 for the Zizzers at their own 25-yard line with 2:17 to go here, and they're going to go for it, folks. Visitors are going for it on 4th and 6 at their own 25-yard line. They're going to try to see if Kickapoo will jump off sides here, probably. Kickapoo, we'll see if they'll fall for it. And now Kinslow will back up, and he's going to punt it. High punt. Nobody back, and it's going out of bounds around the 36-yard line. I'm going to mark it at the 37. So Kickapoo will take over 1st and 10 at their own 37-yard line with 2:10 to go here in the first half. So Zizzer defense will come back on the field. See if they can get another stop. Kickapoo is going to try to score in this 2:10. Coming up, we'll have your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment, the West Plains halftime show. And we'll also check some updates on some scores around Southern Missouri. Here comes Mabins onto the field. He'll be in the shotgun with 4 receivers this time. And the Zizzers are up there on the line. They look like they're going to come after him. Now they only rush 3. And across the middle is incomplete. Jason Lopez was right there with the receiver, but it was off his hands, off the receiver's hands. No good. Bring up a 2nd and 10. The Zizzers showed they were going to rush 6 that time. They then fell back and only rushed 3. 2:05 to go in the first half. 2nd and 10. Kickapoo at their own 37. Maven's by himself in the shotgun. He's looking to throw, and Connor Lair's got him, folks. And Maven's is slow getting up, folks. And they're going to mark him down at the 19, looks like. No, the 29. That's going to bring up a 3rd down, and quite a bit. Got to get out to the 47. Ball is on the Kickapoo 29, and it's 3rd and 17 for the Chiefs. Connor Lair on the sack. Mabins once again. Here they come again. The Zizzers got him again. It's Connor Lair's got a hold of him, and now there's a flag because Connor threw him down after the whistle blew. Connor was already in the process of throwing him down. And they blew the whistle, and then they throw the flag, so that'll help out Kickapoo. We've got 2 penalty flags on the play here. Personal foul against the Zizzers, roughing the passer. And it's still going to be short of the first down. But right now, the Zizzers are just lining up, and they're getting through the middle of the offensive line, the outer side of the offensive line. 3rd and 12 now. The football is setting at the Kickapoo 35-yard line. 3rd and 12. 1:16 to go and a half. And the Zizzers lead at 40-3. And I'm going to tell you something right now. All that penalty did was just make Connor Lair mad. I feel sorry for whoever's going to have to try to block him right now. Here we go. Maven's by himself. And Zizzers are there again. They sacked him again. This time back at the 39, he lost a yard. Miles Foster gets in on the action this time with the sack. And Zizzers called timeout here as Kickapoo is facing a 4th and 13 from their own 39. Zizzers take the timeout, 56 seconds to go in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The kids are back in school. Be sure their vehicle is in tip-top shape and won't leave them stranded by bringing it to Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is so important and will save you money. Don's expert technicians are here to take care of all your auto repair needs. Make sure their tires are good, too. Right now, there's rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium. Kickapoo going to punt the football here. They have it on their own 34-yard line, and it's 4th and 13. Connor Lair's back. Can't see who the other one is. And Kickapoo will punt. It'll get off a pretty good one. And this one's going to hit, and this time it's going to be down by Kickapoo inside the 20, down about the 17-yard line. So the Zizzers will have 45 seconds to go here in the half. They'll have it, I believe, at their own 17-yard line. So Zizzers have it first and 10 at their own 17 with 45 seconds. To go on the half, Zizzers will try to get down the field here in 45 seconds and put some more points on the board. Turbo clock will be in effect in the second half already because it's a 37-point lead. Kinslow looking to throw, and now he'll escape running to the right. Now he'll throw it down the field. He's got a receiver, and he's going to be tackled at about the 41 of Kickapoo. Carter McCracken on the reception. That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers at the Kickapoo 41-yard line. Zizzers ready to go, 42 seconds and counting. And Kinslow clocks the football. Why the clock was running, I don't know. Because you're not supposed to start the clock on a pass. It's a dead ball. But the clock started. Now the Zizzers will have it. They're at the Kickapoo 41. It'll be second and 10 with 36 seconds to go in the half. Lair's in the backfield with Kinslow. Kinslow looking to throw again. And now he's going to throw across the middle. And there's a little extracurricular activity out there, and they still didn't call the penalty on Kickapoo. Miller, pass was intended for Miller. It was dropped, but then the defender went ahead and fell on top of him and rubbed him in the ground before he got up right in front of the official. Didn't throw a flag. 31 seconds to go in a half. And I can pretty much tell you Kickapoo ain't going to get a penalty here in the first half, folks. They are not going to call one on him. Third and 10, Kinslow. Now he's scrambling. Now he'll throw it left side, and it is over the head of Hafer. That'll be incomplete. Brings up fourth and 10 with 25 seconds to go in the half. Kinslow that time didn't even have time to kind of look downfield because he had to scramble. And he was rolling to his left. It put too much on it and overshot Hafer. So now Kinslow will be in the shotgun, and it'll be Connor Lair in the backfield. 25 seconds to go, 4th and 10 from the Kickapoo 41. And this time it's going to be off the hands, and it's intercepted. Doesn't matter anyway. It was 4th down. It was off the hands of Hafer and intercepted by Kickapoo. So now Chiefs will take over 1st and 10 at their own 30 with 20 seconds to go here in the half. Once again, I want to remind you, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the West Plains Halftime Show coming up in about 20 seconds. All right. Kickapoo will come out. And I'm going to tell you right now, they got to go 70 yards to score. Mavens can't throw it that far. At the most, Mavens can throw it about 30, maybe 40 yards. if he gets a good tailwind behind it. But that's it. And now it looks like when they have a new quarterback, and we do, and he's going to throw it, and it's going to be caught by Lowry, and he rolls out of bounds, and it's down to Zizzer, 38-yard line. So, first and 10 for Kickapoo at the Zizzer 33-yard line with 13 seconds to go in the half. Zizzers have to know that Kickapoo's going to be throwing the football. And I'm not sure who the quarterback is. Can't see his number. But it's not Mavens, I can tell you that much. And now they'll throw it again to the right, and now a flag comes in for a pass interference. And now a second flag comes in, and this is going to be, and now there's another push, and things are getting pretty chippy now between Kickapoo and West Plains. And Kickapoo coaches are on the field now, and this is getting way out of hand. Kickapoo's cheap shots here. Zizzers are going to be called for pass interference. A late hit. They hit the receiver as he was stepping out of bounds. But then a Kickapoo player ran up and said something, so another flag was thrown. Then we had a Kickapoo player pushing a Zizzer player down here. No flag was thrown on that one. Zizzer, our Kickapoo coaches came on the field. And we almost had players getting into it, folks. Zizzer's showing some good restraint. And this is what happens when you're the, when you are the more physical ball club like the West Plains Zizzers are. Other teams don't like it. But the fact of the matter is, the West Plains Zizzers are the most physical ball club in the Ozark Conference. And, folks, they could possibly be the most physical ball club in southern Missouri. The officials are sorting this thing out right now. We have 7 seconds on the clock. Now here comes the official. Let's see what it is. It should at least be offsetting penalties. Should be offsetting penalties. Should be one on Kickapoo and one on the Zizzers. Should also be a penalty for the Kickapoo coaching staff running out on the field. Way out on the field. And then Kickapoo should have got another penalty because they pushed a Zizzer player behind the official's back. Here we go. Personal foul. Pass interference on the Zizzers, unsportsmanlike on Kickapoo. So this is going to be, and the West Plains coaches are out there. Coach Perkins is out there saying, wait a minute. What about the coaching staff on the field and their players pushing my players after the play was over? So they'll put the ball back, offsetting penalties. They'll mark it at the 28-yard line of Kickapoo. It'll be first and 10 with 7 seconds on the clock. And Kickapoo's been taking some late hits on the Zizzers and doing some things, and it's not being called here in the first half. Finally, I'm surprised they finally got that personal foul call on Kickapoo there. So it's going to be first and 10, and they're marking the ball back to the 33 now. So first and 10 for Kickapoo at the Zizzer 33-yard line with 7 seconds. Mavens is back in the ball game, in the shotgun. See if the Zizzers can keep them from scoring here in the next 7 seconds. And Mavens is looking to the side. Now he's walking back. Now they'll restart the play clock. Here we go. Mavens in the shotgun. One back in the backfield. He's looking to throw. He's going to the left. And this one is going to be intercepted. Zizzer's intercepted at the 5-yard line. And that's the end of the first half of the ball game, folks. Zizzer's lead at 40-3. We're back in 30 seconds with your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. You're listening to the football 100.9 train.
When you are in need of medical equipment, do yourself a favor and ask for Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They have a huge showroom full of products and customer service professionals that can help meet your needs. They will make sure they have all the documentation needed before billing your insurance, which is just another reason why they are the trusted medical equipment provider. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Ask for them. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzer's lead at 40-3 here at the half over the Kickfit Chiefs. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. And let's run down the scoring for you. 11:33 to go first quarter. It was Connor Lair on a 2-yard run. And that was on the fumble recovery. And Wall's kick was no good. Zizzer's led at 6-0, 9:10 to go first quarter. Kinslow on a 6-yard run after they had recovered another Kickapoo fumble. Wall's kick no good. Zizzer's up 12-0. 3:30 to go first quarter. Heston Miller on a 14-yard run. Touchdown. And Wall's kick was good. Zizzer's up 19-0. Then 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. Underwood hit a 22-yard field goal for Kickapoo. At the end of one, it was 19-3. Zizzer's leading Kickapoo. Second quarter with 8:17 to go. Kinslow on a 5-yard run. Wall's kick was good. 26-3 your score. 7:11 to go second quarter. Connor Lair on a 19-yard interception for the touchdown. Wall's kick good. 33-3. Then with 4:12 to go, Kinslow to Miller on a 40-yard touchdown pass. Wall's kick was good. Zizzer's lead at 40-3 here at the half, the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Zizzer's called for 9 penalties in the first half of play, and Kickapoo only called for 1, and it came there with 7 seconds to go in the half. Zizzer defense has been playing very physical, very tough, and they have just laid some wallops on Mavens, the quarterback for Kickapoo. He's been sacked, folks. I mean, he's probably been sacked 7, 8, 9 times here in the game. I haven't been keeping up with it. But Jason Lopez, I know, has got to him at least 3 times. Connor Lair got him at least once. And a couple other players. So Zizzers are getting penetration, and defense is doing a good job on the field. The offense is doing a good job as well. It's 40-3. Zizzers with the lead. This is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the West Plains halftime show. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get you updated on scores. You're listening to the football 100.9 The Train.
When you are in need of medical equipment, do yourself a favor and ask for Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They have a huge showroom full of products and customer service professionals that can help meet your needs. They will make sure they have all the documentation needed before billing your insurance, which is just another reason why they are the trusted medical equipment provider. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Ask for them. You'll be glad you did.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle's maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Does your business need new window lettering, maybe some shirts with your logo? Or how about custom decals for your vehicles? Scooters Paradise is your one-stop shop, and they want to be your affordable outlet to get your message in front of your potential customers. Scooters Paradise offers custom patches, stickers, shirts, hats, and so much more. For a free quote, call Scooters Paradise at 417-213-1731 or visit Scooters Paradise WP on Facebook. Your affordable choice.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh, and when I was a young boy, I always dreamed of being a Chevrolet dealer. Now that dream is a reality here in West Plains, and I look forward to being able to continue to serve the community as your local Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
If you want a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially one-on-one to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
The kids are back to school, making it a great time to spruce things up around the house. Have you thought about replacing those old faucets, sinks, and tubs? It's an easy update with the help of your friends at Negri Plumbing. They also repair and replace garbage disposals, water heaters, and toilets. If you need any help with your plumbing, call Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362. Negri Plumbing, specializing in service, and prides themselves in being dependable, honest, and experienced.
For the past 50 years, Moreland Shield Ford has been serving your automotive needs. They have a great selection of SUVs, trucks, cars, minivans that are ready to go on a test drive. And don't forget about their service department. Check out MorelandShieldFord.com for a host of service coupons and view their inventory. And with their low price guarantee, Moreland Shield Ford is a great place to buy tires, too. Stop in today. Moreland Shield Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on outdoor power equipment that will get you there. From lightweight quiet blowers to easy-starting powerful chainsaws, the battery-powered AK Homeowner Series has what you need to take on your to-do list. Get your Steel power equipment at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer, or visit STIHLDealers.com to order online and pick up in-store or curbside.
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a six-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. Visit their new showroom, 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday, and the sales department open Monday through Saturday. Visit Toyota of West Plains.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway, and delivery. It's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. We have all kinds of new decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made-in-Missouri pellet grills. Check out our pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store at 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains or call 417-255-1972.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers! The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
The kids are back in school. Be sure their vehicle is in tip-top shape and won't leave them stranded by bringing it to Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is so important and will save you money. Don's expert technicians are here to take care of all your auto repair needs. Make sure their tires are good, too. Right now, there's rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Would you like to have a custom face mask? Maybe an embroidered shirt and hat. Scooter's Paradise is your one-stop shop. They also create custom decals, bumper stickers, patches, and much more. They are here for your business, too, with window lettering, custom shirts, and custom decals for your vehicles. For a free quote, call Scooter's Paradise at 417-213-1731. That's 417-213-1731. Or visit Scooter's Paradise WP on Facebook, your affordable choice.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the West Plains halftime show. Zizzers lead Springfield Kickapoo 40-3 here at the half. All right, let's run down some scores across southern Missouri here. Let's see. Joplin leads Willard 28-7 at the half. Webb City leads Carl Junction 14-6 in the third quarter. Lebanon is tied up with Glendale 14-14 in the third quarter. Ava leads Salem, Missouri 17-6 at the half. Thayer leads Houston 26-14 at the half. It is also Camdenton leading Bolivar 34-21 at the half. Waynesville leads Hillcrest 45-6 at the half. No score from Rolla and Parkview. Also, let's see, Liberty leads Willow Springs 28-0 second quarter. No score on the Kabul Mount Grove ball game. And let's see, I believe that is all we have for the area for Southern Missouri. So there we go. A couple of the big ones there. Camdenton. Camdenton's leading Bolivar 34-21 at the half. And Lebanon is tied up with Glendale 14-14 third quarter. Lebanon, West Plains, and Glendale are the three undefeated teams left in the Ozark Conference. So Zizzers travel to Lebanon next Friday night. That'll be a big matchup. So anyway, we'll have to see what happens here for the rest of the night. Zizzer football is brought to you by Sean Duggan's Westgate Realty, Parkway Beauty Academy, Southern Bank, Toyota, Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic, Moreland Shell Ford, also Miller Satellite Center, Scooter's Paradise Custom Patches and Sewing, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Negri Plumbing, the Zizzer Zone, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Hurst Feed and Farm Supply, J&J Recovery and Towing, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home in West Plains, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Richard Brothers Speed, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Richard Brothers Speed in West Plains, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains, and Thayer. Zizzers lead it here at the half by a score of 40-3. Zizzers, once again, a very impressive show on defense, as they are very, very physical and with these Kickapoo Chiefs, and they have been after the quarterback so far here in this first half. They have sacked the quarterback quite a few times, and if they haven't sacked him, well, they've rushed him, folks. So Zizzer's getting penetration on the quarterback, getting in that backfield on defense. And in offense, Zizzers have had some penalties here in the first half. They were called for 9 penalties. Kickapoo was only called for 1. And if I didn't know any better, I'd say we were back at Camdenton playing like we were last week. But Zizzers still got to get their composure back here. Things almost got out of hand there right at the end of the first half. We had a personal foul pass interference call on the Zizzers, and then a unsportsmanlike on Kickapoo, offsetting penalty. So Kickapoo replayed the 1st and 10 down from the Zizzer 33, and it was a incomplete pass. But I can tell you, folks, Zizzers are really putting a lick on the Kickapoo Chiefs out here, playing very physical ball with them, and Kickapoo is getting a little bit upset about it. And so this thing may, we'll have to see how a tempers last here in the second half. We know we're going to see a turbo clock, so hopefully we'll see a turbo clock run here, and we can get this game over with and get out of here with no injuries, and the Zizzers can prepare for Lebanon next Friday night. All right, we're going to take another break. It's the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Taylor Grewball with Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We have a new goal we're trying to reach before the end of September. So we have our rock bottom prices in all the vehicle windows. The best price just got better. These vehicles will not last, so stop by today. Do not delay to get great buys from nice guys.
Find new roads today.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grewball Chevrolet in West Plains.
If you want a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially one-on-one to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
We aren't ready for summer to end, but colder months are lingering around the corner. Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to take time now to prepare for the cold days ahead. It's the perfect time to insulate your pipes while the weather is nice. Also check for any leaks around outside faucets. You will definitely want to get those fixed before it gets cold. If you need any help with your plumbing, call Negri Plumbing at 256-0362. That's 256-0362. Negri Plumbing, dependable, honest, and experienced.
For the past 50 years, Moreland Shield Ford has been serving your automotive needs. They have a great selection of SUVs, trucks, cars, minivans that are ready to go on a test drive. And don't forget about their service department. Check out MorelandShieldFord.com for a host of service coupons and view their inventory. And with their low price guarantee, Moreland Shield Ford is a great place to buy tires, too. Stop in today. Moreland Shield Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Scissor Stadium. I hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Scissors lead it 40-3. And why are they giving them three more minutes? Officials just put three more minutes up there and wound the clock, and both teams are on the sidelines ready to go. I really don't know why they're doing this. But anyway, well, if you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show, with the Zizzers leading 40-3 over the Springfield Kickapoo Chiefs, and the Zizzers should get the football here to start the third quarter because Kickapoo won the toss and they elected to receive. So the Zizzers had to kick off at the beginning of the game, so they should get the football to start the third quarter here. And the question is, when will we see the second stringers come out for the Zizzers? I have to wait and see if Coach Perkins wants to go with them here right off the bat, or will he put in, will he put his first string in there and then bring the second string in into the third quarter? But we'll just have to wait and see. Aiden Simpson, the backup quarterback, the junior, he was warming up here on the side at halftime. So with a 37-point lead, I feel pretty confident we're going to see Aiden Simpson here in the second half for the Zizzers. Now the officials will go to midfield. I don't know why we're doing this. Why, we should be playing football already. Both teams were ready to go on the sidelines when the clock went down to zero at half, and the official put three more minutes on the clock and wound the clock and started it. So we have no idea what they were thinking doing that. Both teams are ready to go. And now we got to sit here and wait another minute. We'll just kind of hang out The Zizzers have a very tough ball game next Friday night. They go to Lebanon to take on the Yellow Jackets. That will be a very physical ball game, folks. Lebanon likes to run the football. Zizzers like to run the football, but they also like to throw the football. And Lebanon is always tough to beat at Lebanon. And that's where the ball game is. 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be right back here at Zizzer Stadium for homecoming. So mark that on your calendar, 2 weeks from tonight. All right, we're ready to go. Kickapoo has it teed up, and the Zizzers will receive. Let's get this third quarter underway. Here we go. And that one's going all the way. Actually, folks, you're not going to believe it, but that was a field goal. He put the foot in at that time straight down the field, and it went through the uprights. He kicked it from his own 40-yard line. That was a 60-yard field goal with probably about 3 to 4 yards to spare. So talk about somebody with a leg, I tell you what. Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. And I'm trying to see who's in there at quarterback this time. They're going to throw it to the left side. Got a receiver on the left side out close to a first down. Watson Hafer on the reception for the Zizzers. And Aiden Simpson is your quarterback right now for the Zizzers. The backup, the junior. And it's going to be second and one for the Zizzers at their own 29-yard line. Second and one. Simpson in the shotgun. He's going to hand off. Zizzers have the first down and more out to about the 34. Dalton Cox on the carry for the Zizzers. That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers, and we're down to 11:05 to go and counting in the third quarter. Simpson by himself in the shotgun. He's got three receivers. He's coming to the left side, and the ball came loose. They're going to call it incomplete pass that time. Dalton Cox couldn't hang on to it, and so it's going to bring up second and 10 for the Zizzers. Ball is at the Zizzer 34-yard line. Simpson with a back in the backfield. He'll hand it off this time and nowhere to go. Second string offense is in the ball game right now. Going to lose a few yards. Going to bring up now a third and 14 for the Zizzers all the way back to their own 31-yard line. So third and 14 for the Zizzers. So second string offense is taking on the first string defense of Kickapoo. Simpson's going to roll, getting some pressure. He'll throw, and it is almost picked off, but incomplete. And the Zizzers will have to punt the football here on fourth down. Clock remains running with the turbo in effect. We're down to 9:25 to go third quarter, and Zizzers lead it 40-3. So Aiden Simpson will come in, and just like Dagan Kinslow does with the first string offense, Aiden Simpson will come in, and he'll punt for the second string offense. Here we go, fourth and 14. Simpson gets off, pretty good punt, low drive, gets a good roll here from all the way down. It's going to be touched, I believe, at the 39-yard line of Kickapoo. So Kickapoo will take over first and 10 at their own 39-yard line. And I'm pretty sure, let's take a look out there, I believe first string defense is on the field for the Zizzers against the first string offense of the Kickapoo Chiefs. But like I said, First team defense on the field for the Zizzers. Kickapoo has it. First and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Mavens is in the shotgun with a back in the backfield and two receivers. He'll hand it off this time, and they're dropped for a loss. Back around the Bradford on the carry for Kickapoo. Garrett Drown in on the tackle for the Zizzers. Aiden Holt also in on the tackle for the Zizzers. And it's going to bring up a second and 12. Ball is back at the Kickapoo's 37-yard line. Second and 12. Mavens is in the shotgun. He's got two receivers, man in the backfield. He'll hand it off again, and the Zizzers, well, let's see. There's a fumble on the play, and the Zizzers have it at the Kickapoo 40-yard line. Aiden Holt recovers the fumble. Jason Lopez in on the stop. And you'll see the Zizzers second string come in again. And they'll take over now at the Kickapoo 40-yard line, first and 10 for the Zizzers. Once again, Simpson in the shotgun. He has four receivers on the field. Man in motion. And this time they'll hand off coming around the right side. It could be Cox, not sure. And now, Kickapoo player throws him down on the after the whistle, and no flag on that one. McGinley on the carry, I'm sorry. So, clock running with 6:15 to go, third quarter. Turbo clock is in effect. Zizzers have it. It's second and 8. Ball is at the Kickapoo 38-yard line. And this time trying to go up inside. And finally they blow some whistles. They're going to give them the 36, looks like. Have to get the pile. Carter McCracken on the carry for the Zizzers. They will mark it at the 36. Well, that's going to bring up a third and 7. Actually, it should be third and 6. Ball setting on the 36. They got to get to the 30 for the first down, so it's third and 6 for the Zizzards. Simpson in the shotgun, back looking to throw. Setting up the screenplay this time. First down for the Zizzers inside the 25, down to about the 22. Parker McGinley on the reception and the run. And that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers down to the Kickapoo 22-yard line. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Zizzers up 40-3. Aiden Simpson comes in with the play from the sideline. Beautiful screen pass that time set up by the Zizzers. Simpson in the shotgun. And he'll keep it this time. And Simpson might pick up a yard if they decide to give him one. Yep, they're going to mark him at the 21. Going to bring up a second and 9. Second and 9 for the Zizzers at the Kickapoo 21-yard line. Second string offense for the Zizzers are taking on the first string defense of the Kickapoo Chiefs. Simpson in the shotgun by himself with four receivers. He's looking. He'll throw it out to the left. Got a receiver. And he's going to be around the 15-yard line. Peyton Cook on the reception. They're going to mark him as a 16. He made it to the 15. I don't know why they didn't give him the 15 and marked him at the 16. That's going to bring up a third and 4 for the Zizzers. Third and 4 at the Kickapoo 16-yard line. This time Simpson's going to take it down around the 15. Going to bring up a fourth down. It's going to bring up a fourth and three for the Zithers. Fourth and three from the Kickapoo 15-yard line. We're down to 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Turbo clock is running. Zithers lead it 40-3. All right. Simpson brings him up. He's in the shotgun. Play clock down to five. Got to hurry here. And West Plains is going to call a timeout. 40-3 is your score. Zizzers with the lead. 2:38 to go, third quarter. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 2:38 to go, third quarter. Turbo clock is in effect here in the second half because the Zizzers are up 40-3. Zizzers are facing a fourth and three at the Kickapoo 15-yard line. Fourth and three. Aiden Simpson will be your quarterback. In the shotgun, got a back in the backfield with him, and he's going to throw it, and that should have been a pass interference because Kickapoo was wrapped around the waist of the receiver before the ball even got there, but no flag. I guess the officials want to get out of here, so they wouldn't throw the flag that time, and Kickapoo will take over. First and 10 at their own 15-yard line. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Clock running. And looks like now we might have just a few of the second string defense out there now. Maybe. Maybe not. All right, Mavens is in the shotgun with a back in the backfield. And the ball snapped over his head, and Mavens just falls down on it all the way back at, like, the 2-yard line. Well, they're going to mark it at the 3. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 22. Or I should say 2nd and 22. Ball at the 3-yard line of Kickapoo. Zizzers would love to get a safety right here. They haven't gotten a safety all year. They'd like to get one right here. 105 to go in county in the third quarter. Maven's in the end zone. He's going to roll to the left. Now roll to the right. Now he's going to throw it. And it is caught over there. And the receiver's still going out past the 25. Finally out about the 30. And the receiver turned around, had some words for the Zizzer defenders. And the officials are just letting it go, just like they did the first half. They're letting Kickapoo do just about anything they want. They can mouth, they can push, they can rub in the ground. It doesn't matter. They won't throw the flag. They've only thrown one on them for a personal foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct at the end of the first half. First and 10 at the Kickapoo 31. And around the right side comes the back up to about the 35, 36. That's where the Zizzers bring him down, bring up second and 5, looks like. Aiden Cook on the tackle for the Zizzers. And that's the end of the third quarter, folks. The score is 40-3. Zizzers with the lead. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The all-new Bad Boy tractors are now available at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains. This new line of small and medium-sized tractors maintains Bad Boy's history of combining power, performance, and build quality while delivering the highest value in their class. Coupled with Bad Boy implements, you're all set to make your workday feel less like a chore. There's low-rate financing available, too. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, a proud, locally-owned independent business.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Scissor football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium as we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play. Turbo clock is in effect, and the Scissors lead at 40-3 over Springfield Kickapoo. Scissors, unless there's a miracle happen, Scissors are going to go to 5-0 on the season. Kickapoo will fall to 2-3. Scissors will be 4-0 in conference. Kickapoo will be 2-3 in conference. All right, Mavens has it. It's going to be 2nd and 5. Ball is at the Kickapoo 36. They'll hand it off. And, whoop, the running back got loose. Across the 45 out to about the 47. That's going to be a first down for Kickapoo. First string defense is out on the field. Easily on the carry for Kickapoo. Eston Miller on the tackle. Mavens hands off again, up the middle again. This time going to bring him down at the 50. Going to bring up a second and 8, looks like. They mark it at the 50. Looks like Kickapoo's just going to run up that middle. Scissors need to take this opportunity to shore up that defense. And this time the Scissors are there, dropping for a loss. Back at the Scissor or Kickapoo 49-yard line. Beasley on the carry. Aiden Holt on the tackle for the Scissors. They're going to mark at the 50-yard line. He was tackled at the 49. They're going to mark it at the 50. So it's still going to be 3rd and 8 now for Kickapoo. 3rd and 8. Mavens in the shotgun, back in the backfield. Mavens looking to throw. Throws to the left. Scissors are out there. Incomplete. And no flags. Clock is still running. 10 minutes to go in the ball game. Scissors up 40-3. Going to be 3rd and 8 for the Kickapoo Chiefs at the 50-yard line. And, well, going to bring up 4th and 8. Okay. And Kickapoo's going to kick, but they've got people running on the field, and the play clock has expired. So that's going to back them up by, wait a minute. Now they're going to start the play clock. After it already expired, they didn't mark anything off, so it's 4th and 8. Kickapoo to punt the football. And he's going to get a decent one. It's going to roll inside the 10. It'll go inside the 5 all the way down. They're going to down it at the 1-yard line, folks. And now a West Plains player just got thrown to the ground afterwards. An official standing right there, no flag. This is ridiculous. Kickapoo player threw the West Plains player after it was marked down. It was a dead ball. And then the Kickapoo player threw the West Plains player down on the ground right there beside the official, and no flag was called. So Scissor offense coming on the field. It's going to be 1st and 10 for the Scissors at their own 1-yard line. And they don't want a safety here. Simpson is in the shotgun in the backfield. Got a running back and he'll get it out, running around that right side across the 5-yard line. Going to get some breathing room for the Zizzers out to about the 7 or 8 yard line. Dalton Cox on the carry for the Zizzers. That's going to bring up a second down, and they're going to mark that at the 7-yard line. So it's going to be second and 3, second and 4. Second and 4 for the Zizzers at their own 7-yard line. Simpson looking, he'll throw, and it's picked off. Kickapoo picks it off and runs it into the end zone for the touchdown. So number 24 for Kickapoo, and that'll be Pickett. And Pickett's going to run it in. 7-yard interception for the touchdown. And now Kickapoo will come on for the extra point attempt. If they make this, the turbo clock may have to stop because it'll make it 40-10. Now they have one more player come on. Here comes a Zizzer player on. Here's your extra point, and it is good. It's 40-10. Zizzers with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9, The Train.
When you are in need of medical equipment, do yourself a favor and ask for Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They have a huge showroom full of products and customer service professionals that can help meet your needs. They will make sure they have all the documentation needed before billing your insurance, which is just another reason why they are the trusted medical equipment provider. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Ask for them. You'll be glad you did.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 6:20 to go and the clock is running. So the turbo clock still running with a 30-point lead by the Zizzers. And Kickapoo will kick off. Watch for the onside kick here. I would say if you're Kickapoo, just put the leg to it. But you never know. They might go. Now Zizzer's going to creep up in case it's an onside kick. And now he's going to kick it short and to the left. And it's going to be taken over there at the 20-yard line by the Zizzers. They'll get it out to the 25. Maybe the 26. We'll have to wait and see. But it'll be first and 10 for the Zizzers with 5.5 minutes to go and counting in the ball game. Like we said, Zizzers will travel to Lebanon next Friday night to take on the Yellow Jackets. And let's see if we can get an updated score from Lebanon. Cook on the return for the Zizzers. And Lebanon leads Glendale 28-22 in the fourth quarter. So tight one going on right now at Glendale. Zizzers will run it across the left side. Out across the 30 to the 31. It's going to bring up a second and 5. Dalton Cox on the carry for the Zizzers. 4:45 and counting. All right, here we go. Aiden Simpson is your quarterback in the shotgun with a back in the backfield. Second and 5. Zitter's just taking the clock down as much as they can. And they'll hand off this time. And patiently waiting for blockers, but only picking up about a yard that time. McKinley on the carry for the Zizzers. Parker McKinley. 4 minutes and counting. Going to bring up a third down. Third and 5 for the Zizzers. Third and 5. Simpson all alone in the shotgun. 4 receivers. two on each side. Facing a third and four. Man in motion. And he dropped the football, but Simpson fell on it. Back at the 27, 28-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down for the Zizzers, and they're going to punt this football away. 3:25 and counting for the Zizzers. And they're going to mark it at the Zizzer 28. So it's fourth and eight. Fourth and eight for the Zizzers. Aiden Simpson to punt the football, and Kickapoo trying to get a guy off the field, and they do. Had too many on the field. High snap. Simpson has it. It's going to be a high punt, and fair catch is called as the receiver. And now we've got a flag thrown, and now another flag thrown. This will probably be offsetting penalties here. As two players got into it, fair catch was called. Contact was made, but not with the ball, off to the side. So we'll have to wait and see what they call here. Probably going to be some unsportsmanlike here. Clock has stopped at 2:51 because of the penalty, so now here it comes. Personal foul, unsportsmanlike. So, all right, Zizzers and Kickapoo both, they'll offset. So that'll only be the second penalty. The second penalty on Kickapoo here in the ball game. It should have been called for more. Anyway, Kickapoo will take over. It'll be first and 10 at their own 38-yard line. 2:51 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead it 40-10. Kickapoo with the football. As soon as they snap the ball, turbo clock will be back in effect. Maven's in the shotgun, got it back in the backfield. And this is the first string defense on the field. Zizzers punching up the middle, and they were waiting for him that time. May have lost a yard on the play. Aiden Holt down at the bottom of the pile there. And I believe Gary Drown in there as well. Bradford on the carry. So they're going to make him the line of scrimmage. He's going to bring up second and 10. 2:20 to go in the ball game in county. Maven's in the shotgun. And he'll hand it off again. And around that left side and out close to a first down is the Kickapoo runner. Bradford on the carry. Sagan Green on the tackle, but his helmet come off, so he has to come out of the game for one play. And they're looking at him down there. He may have suffered a cut on his eye or something. I don't know. It's going to be first and 10, and running again for another first down is the Kickapoo runner. Oh, they're going to mark him shy of it by about a yard. Minute 31 to go in county. Green's being checked out on the sideline by the trainer. Second and one. Ball is at the Zizzer 42-yard line. Kickapoo trying to hurry up here and get some more points. Zizzer defense trying to shut him down, and they're going to run him down from behind, the Zizzers will. It can give you three guesses. First two don't count, folks. Jason Lopez on the tackle. So now it's going to bring up a third and 12. Ball is at the 40. Well, they're going to mark it at the 42. I'm sorry. It's going to bring up third and two. Third and two at the 42. And they'll hand off this time, and nope, Kickapoo's going to get the first down inside the 40. 30 seconds and counting. We're down now to 25 seconds, and looks like the Zizzer defense, barring a lapse here, is going to hold Kickapoo to 10 points. Kickapoo will snap the ball at the Zizzer 39. This will be your last play of the ball game, folks. Here we go, Mavens. He's going to throw it, and it is knocked away by the Zizzers. No, it's caught down at the 15-yard line, but that's it. That's the end of your ball game. Your final score is Zizzers 40, Kickapoo 10. We'll take a break. When we come back here in 30 seconds, we'll have your Shelter Insurance Andrew Eck and the West Plains Postgame Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It is your Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains Post Game Show. Zizzers win it 40-10 over the Kickapoo Chiefs. All right, let's run down the scoring for you in the first quarter. 11:33 to go. After the Zizzers recovered a fumble, Connor Lair on a 2-yard run for the touchdown. Walls kick no good. West Plains up 6-0. 9:10 to go first quarter. Kinslow on a 6-yard run after another fumble by Kickapoo. Walls kick no good. Zizzers are up 12-0. 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Heston Miller on a 14-yard run. Walls kick was good. Zizzers up 19-0. And then with 39 seconds to go in the first quarter, Underwood on a 22-yard field goal, and it was 19-3. Zizzers led it at the end of one. In the second quarter, Kinslow on a 5-yard run, 8:17 to go second quarter, kicked good by Wall. Zizzers up 26-3, 7:11 to go second quarter. Connor Lair on a 19-yard interception for the touchdown. Wall's kick was good. Zizzers up 33-3. 4:12 to go in the second quarter. Kinslow to Miller on a 40-yard touchdown pass. Wall's kick was good. Zizzers led it 40-3 at the half. No scoring in the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter with 7:27 to go. Pickett intercepted Aiden Simpson and ran it in 7 yards for the touchdown. Underwood's kick was good. That's your final score. Zizzers win it 40-10 over the Kickapoo Chiefs. Zizzers now 5-0 on the season, 4-0 in conference play. Kickapoo is now 2-3 on the season, 2-3 in conference play. Let's go ahead and see if we can get some scores for you, if we have some finals here yet, before we do our player of the game. So let's take a look here and see. Let's see, Joplin over Willard, 56-7. Webb City leads Carl Junction, 41-6 in the fourth quarter. Lebanon has beat Glendale, 31-28. So Glendale suffers their first loss of the season. Lebanon still undefeated, and the Zizzers and Lebanon will match up next Friday night at Lebanon. Battle of the two undefeateds at Lebanon next Friday night. And by the way, Lebanon there, Quentin Doughty kicks a 33-yard game-winning field goal in that game to give Lebanon the win over Glendale. Ava over Salem, Missouri, 45-6. Thayer still leads Houston 40-14 in the fourth quarter. And also, it is Canonton. They lead Bolivar 42-35 in the third quarter. Waynesville over Hillcrest 45-6, the last score we had there. No score from Rolla and Parkview. Rogersville leading Mount Vernon 35-15. McDonald County led Seneca 35-7 last report. Marshfield over East Newton, 28-14. That's a final. Liberty beat Willow Springs 50-7. No score from Cabula Mountain Grove. And let's see, I believe that is it for your scores here currently that we have going on around Southern Missouri. All right, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, the West Plains Postgame Show. When we come back in 30 seconds, we'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, the West Plains Postgame Show. And the Zizzers win it 40-10 over the Kickapoo Chiefs. Your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. Well, I'm going to give it to the defense because they were in the backfield of Kickapoo all night long. Jason Lopez, Connor Lair, Aiden Holt. I mean, the whole defensive unit. And if they weren't in the backfield, the secondary was covering the tall receivers and doing a good job on their coverage. So it's the West Plains Zizzer defensive unit. They're going to get our Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains players of the game. All right, Zizzers won it 40-10. They will travel to Lebanon next Friday night to take on the undefeated Lebanon Yellow Jackets. Both teams are 5-0, and they will clash next Friday night at Lebanon. Zizzer Football brought to you by our sponsors, Sean Duggan's Westgate Realty, Parkway Beauty Academy, Southern Bank, Toyota, Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic, Moreland Shell Ford, Miller Satellite Center, Scooter's Paradise Custom Patches and Sewing, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Angry Plumbing, the Zizzer Zone, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, J&J Recovering Towing, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home to West Plains, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Your boosters for the ball game tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains, and Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, West Plains, and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Richard Brothers Feed, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains. Zizzers win it 40-10 over the Kickapoo Chiefs. They will play Lebanon next Friday night at Lebanon. Both teams undefeated, so somebody is going to go home with a loss next Friday night. And, by the way, we want to tell you that I want to thank Dylan back in the studio for doing a fine job. Hope you enjoy Zizzer football tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.